to 1:30 p.m., and this is Observer Radio News. I'm Sarah Moore, and I'm here with Saida Regge and Angela Rotundo. In the weather, it's a beautiful 20 degrees outside our East York studios this afternoon. Now here's what's making headlines today. A thick coat of volcanic ash has cast a dark cloud over thousands of passengers trying to fly the skies. The Toronto FC kicks off their home opener with a bang. And it's time for Canada's biggest night music, the Junos. Now on to our top story. Travelers across six continents have had their flights grounded since Thursday when a cloud of volcanic ash drifted across Europe. When an Icelandic volcano erupted on Wednesday, the resulting ash caused the biggest air traffic disruption since 9/11. The cloud of ash, which critics say has a consistency of talcum powder, has made air travel outside of North America impossible. Europe has been forced to shut down half of its airports, and Air Canada has cancelled all flights from London's Heathrow Airport, Charles de Gaulle Airport in Paris, and the Frankfurt until the skies are clear. Air Transit has also cancelled all of its flights to Heathrow. Tens of thousands of passengers have been stranded due to the cancelled flights, and experts say it could be a few days until the skies are safe to fly in again. Air Canada and Air Transit are urging passengers to check the two airlines' websites for the status of any future flights. While Torontonians may not be able to take to the skies, those aboard the TTC can expect to hear a public announcement by Mayor Miller. The announcements, which began Thursday and run until Monday, urge commuters to put pressure on Dalton McGuinty to keep Transit City alive. The mayor wants the $4 billion in funding for the project to be restored. TTC Chair Adam Gimbroni says the announcements are 100% appropriate. Save Transit City posters will also be appearing in subway stations in combinations with Miller's messages. In the Toronto mayoral race, Councillor Rob Ford is quickly gaining ground. The councillor, who is known for his public outbursts and penny-pinching characteristics, is biting at the heels of frontrunner George Smitherman for the lead in the polls. Ford is at 27%, while Smitherman is ahead at 34%. However, with more than 6 months left before election, the field is still open. Facing accusations of smoking in his office and ignoring his duties, the president of the Scarborough Campus Students' Union, Zahir Saeed, is in jeopardy of losing his position this week. Observer Radio News' Josh Unger reports.
Students at the University of Toronto's Scarborough Campus are voting whether or not to impeach the president of the Scarborough Campus Students' Union, Zahir Saeed. The chairman of the SCSU proposed a motion to remove the 23-year-old from his presidential duties. Allegations were raised that Saeed was smoking and drinking in his office and neglecting his responsibilities. Saeed says the accusations are unfounded and defends his time as president, saying he's accomplished plenty for the students.
Introducing 24/7 library hours, the electrical outlets in the 18th suite, opening a new campus restaurant with a 25% discount for all students, working on the Pan Am architect designs to make sure that we get what we want in the athletic facility, doubling the club's funding budget to 60,000 so students have what they need to run their events. I've done everything that I promised my students over 2 years.
Not every student shares Saeed's belief that he has been an outstanding president. UTSC student Sharini Ramuit says she has heard quite the contrary.
Well, personally, since I started at UTSC, I've heard sort of mixed comments from him coming from different student groups, but the one that I've been hearing most often is that he's being paid for things that he doesn't do. He doesn't really do his job.
Saeed believes the outcome of the vote will show how much the students support him. The vote is taking place Wednesday to Friday at the UTSC Student Center. Josh Unger, Observer Radio News, Toronto.
Stay tuned after the following commercial break for Saeeda with the Sports Report.
Every time my relatives visit, they eat me out of house and home. There's my Uncle Louis. Whenever we have a cookout, he has 2 double cheeseburgers, hey, 3 helpings of baked beans, half a dozen hot dogs and a diet soda. It's ridiculous. Oh, and talk like father, like son. You should see Cousin Freddy. Every time I turn around, he's got his face in the fridge. This guy doesn't just snack between meals. He snacks between the salad and the entree. I'm sure I'm glad I shop at Winn-Dixie, because they have low prices on everything in the store. Meat, produce, baked beans, everything, hey! It's important for me to save on money on groceries, especially when my Aunt Sophie's idea of a light lunch is anything she can pick up with a fork. So from the bottom of my pocket, book Winn-Dixie, I thank you.
Welcome back to Observer Radio News. And in sports, the Toronto FC delivered big excitement on BMO Field in their home opener yesterday, beating the Philadelphia Union 2-1. Team captain Dwayne DeRosario scored both goals of the night, scoring the winning goal with less than 10 minutes left in the game. So far this season, DeRosario has scored all 3 goals for the TFC. The team will travel to Colorado to take on the Rapids on Sunday. In basketball news, the future of Chris Bosh with the Raptors looks shaky after his team was eliminated from postseason contention. Bosh told the media on Thursday that he doesn't know what the future holds for him in July. Thursday's press conference was the first time Bosh spoke to the media since breaking his jaw and nose in Cleveland a week ago. Bosh suggested that if he were to stay with the Raptors, he would like some changes to take place. Some of the suggested changes include convincing Toronto's pension fund ownership to spend in excess of the NBA's luxury tax threshold, as well as bringing more All-Star players to Toronto. And in hockey news, the Vancouver Canucks beat the Los Angeles Kings 3-2 in Game 1 of their Western Conference quarterfinal series last night. Mikhail Samuelsson scored 2 points for the Canucks, including the winning goal in overtime. While in Montreal, the Canadiens beat the Washington Capitals 3-2 at the Verizon Center. The Habs will play the Capitals in Washington on Saturday, while the Canucks will play the Kings in Vancouver. That's all for sports. Oops. And a $1,000 donation from an Olympic sponsor has been given to Native Child and Family Services of Toronto. The money will help the group continue their work with youth in the Scarborough-Guildwood community. Observer Radio's Amanda Kwan reports.
A Royal Bank lion mascot holds up an oversized novelty check while the audience claps. Former National Chief of the Assembly of First Nations, Phil Fontaine, is now an advisor with RBC. He says programs like those offered by the Native Child and Family Services play an important role in fostering Aboriginal culture.
Scarborough has probably the largest concentration of Aboriginal people. We saw evidence of some of the good work. Clearly, Aboriginal culture is very important to the school.
RBC is a sponsor of the 2010 Olympic Games in Vancouver. However, some Aboriginal groups and activists argue the Winter Games are being held on stolen First Nations land. Protesters interrupted the torch run several times as it made its way across Canada. But Fontaine says the Olympics is an opportunity for First Nations communities to show the important role they've played in Canada's history.
It's much more than a sporting event, though it's a world sporting event. It's really a celebration of Indigenous cultures. And I see this as an opportunity to speak to the world about who we are here in our homeland.
The next Winter Olympics are in Russia in 2014. Amanda Kwan, Observer Radio News, Toronto.
That's all for sports, and now here's Angela Rotundo with entertainment.
Thanks, Saida, and hey, listeners, here's the latest from entertainment. It's time to celebrate the best in Canadian music. It's time for the Junos. The 39th Juno Awards will take place on Sunday, live from St. John's, Newfoundland. Now, if you were waiting for Russell Peters to take on this year's hosting gig for the third time in a row, you might be waiting a while. Without a host for this year's ceremonies, it's all about letting Canadian talent shine. This year's lineup has some new kids on the block, like Justin Bieber and Drake, but Juno veterans Michael Bublé and Billy Talent. It will be a Juno first to broadcast the show from two locations, both the Mile 1 Center Stage and an outdoor location on George Street in St. John's. The Junos will air Sunday at 8 p.m. on CTV. Check your local listings. Are you a fan of groups like Journey, Styx, and Whitesnake, and they get ready to rock? The popular smash hit Broadway musical comedy Rock of Ages is making its way to Toronto. In just 4 short days, on April 20th, the Royal Alexandra Theatre will open the show to a Toronto audience. With a talented, all-Canadian cast, you'll hear songs like Don't Stop Believin' by Journey and Wanted Dead or Alive by Bon Jovi in Rock of Ages. Tickets are still available, but going fast. So if you're in the mood to go back in time and rock out to your favorite 80s anthems, then go to Mervish.com for more ticket information. And in local entertainment news, Babiak launched his new novel entitled Toby, a Man, at East York's Dora Keogh Pub with a small gathering of fans. Director Roma Spencer says the play will help Canadians understand the modern importance of Black History Month. Observer Radio News' Jacqueline Delange reports.
Canadian novelist Todd Babiak knows it's hard to be a man. He says his new novel, entitled Toby, a Man, shows how some men choose their careers over family and regret it later on.
Someone like Toby, who thinks of himself 100% through his job and his status in the community, I think it's more painful than it might be for most of us who have a support network. He really doesn't. He's his only support network because he's really the only one he cares about and loves in the opening part of the book.
National Post writer Ron Nirwasath interviewed Babiak at the launch. Nirwasath says that he and other young men suffer because they don't have the same family obligations that previous generations had.
When my friends' dads, when they were my age, in their late 20s, they were working jobs, they were married, they had kids, they had a mortgage to deal with. And, you know, here we are living in this very kind of like free state. We can do whatever we want, and sometimes it's empty.
Babiak himself struggled to manage both his family and his work throughout his career. But writing Toby a Man allowed him to take care of both.
When my children were 3 months old, 4 months old, their favorite things in life were to be read to. And they started talking. Their first words were, "Read to me, read to me, read to me." I'm so glad to be working in the novel form. Nothing makes me happier.
Boys in Toronto can take a page from Babiak's book and learn how to become a man. Jacqueline Delange, Observer Radio News, Toronto.
That's all for entertainment news. Now let's send it back to Sarah for the wrap.
Thanks, Angela. That's our show for now. You can find more news online at torontoobserver.ca. We'll have more news coming up shortly, but until then, I'm Sarah Moore, and on behalf of all of us here at Observer Radio News, thanks for listening, and have a great day out there in that sunshine.